Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Now, John, I know when the Holy Spirit is on you and you get fierce against the enemy, I've never seen anybody more aggressive than you. You will simply draw the line in the sand and tell him no, and he can't cross it when you do that.
Well, the visual I see it as is always when I get that faith, it's that you shall not pass. You know, that's the Gandalf and the Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass. And it wasn't like Gandalf had to, you know, be slugging at that evil demon or Satan or whatever it was. He wasn't hitting him. He just said, no, you shall not pass. And that's what I get when I have that faith that you're talking about. I get all of a sudden this, you shall not pass. That's how he manifests that faith in me. And then there's, you know, nothing that can come, anything circumstantially or of the enemy that comes against it. I say, I'm like, I can easily say no. There's absolutely no. This is what. And I know that there's a lot more in faith of standing, but that when I stand, that's what I look like.
It's very real because you don't presume on it. But when you get it, I don't remember the circumstances, but I was about to be sick. You may remember what occasion.
You had the flu and you were about to speak somewhere and you were all of a sudden you got these flu-like symptoms and it's not when I can't decide.
Mm-hmm.
I can't choose and say, oh, no, that's going to inconvenience me, so you shall not pass. No, it's literally an unction and a impartation and a infilling of the Holy Spirit that says, boom, you shall not pass. And then I can stand on his mind and his will and his thoughts about it. And then I can say, no, this is what God says, so I cannot, you know, if I was standing on my own thing and my own desires, they would falter very fast. I'd say, well, is that your will, God? But when I have it, nothing can tell me.
And we're supposed to be the vessel of his warring spirit.
And see, there's absolutely no way that you can have that without being in relationship. You have to have your ear against his chest to be able to hear that close of what he's wanting to do in any individual situation. If you're off on your own beaten path and you're on, you know, determining what's going to be happening and how it's going to happen and where, if you're in your opinion, you're done for. You're done for. You'll be against him. You're either for him or against him. And if you're going on your own path and your own way, by your own will, you will be against him. And then a force for the enemy.
Well, I've seen so clearly during this time of teaching on prayer, John, you can't separate prayer from relationship. You can't separate warfare from relationship. You can't go out and be a warrior. You got to go when he goes, where he goes, how he goes. And in those times, it's more than once that you've done that for me, where you have put that staff down and said, no, absolutely no. And even if I felt worse, you would say, no, absolutely not. And every time it has passed away, it's gone. I'm not sick. And we go on.
It's the problem is I can easily do it for you. I can easily stand for you. But when it's my own life and my own self, I have a harder time standing for things like that. No, you shall not pass. I can't do it as well.
I guess that's why body life takes it up.
Yeah, there you go.
And we need it to. Among ourselves, we have to defeat him. Then we can go beyond our church circle, so to speak.
Well, maybe it's literally a relationship with him and relationship with the members of his body.
With him in the body.
In the body,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can stand for things and you can, you know, defeat things. oh God, have mercy. I don't want to not be in the place where he can do that. It limits him and it limits his expression in my life. And I'm here to know him, increasingly know him.
I think sometimes we accept situations and circumstances and problems and as if they just happen.
They have to happen.
Yeah.
They have to happen. Little Eeyore.
And instead of saying, God, what is this? And I was questioning Carol the other day. I said, Carol, you have had fear, but you do not keep it. What do you do? I want to know. Give me an example of what you do that you don't live in fear. You have a lot of things that you could be afraid about. And you live in such a way that there's no fear evident. What do you do? She said, oh, I have fears. I said, I know you do. But what do? She said, I go to him. And he answers it. So simple. So simple. And I'll tell this, Honor, because I think it's so wonderful. I had an unction to know how the election was going to turn out. So all I did was quite mostly during the brouhaha, I was just pretty much simply standing for God's will. But Carol was in it in a way that was great anointed intercession. She stayed up all night of the returns coming in, and she was during the weeks in before that, she was constantly on the election, praying, standing, proclaiming, whatever God gave her. She was at war. I mean, she was on the front line. And I've told her, you were significant to this. You were placed there by the Holy Spirit and by the Father to go to war. And you've been at war for weeks. I have been back on the background simply being and standing and for God. But you were chosen.
You can't tell him how he'll manifest the warfare.
Right. Right.
Because, see, for you, that wasn't your position. That wasn't where you were supposed to be. But for her, if she had been in the you shall not pass position of just standing, it wouldn't have been right for her.
Right. And it bothered her because, some of us were not as involved in intercession as she was. But I knew that she was anointed because when the Holy Spirit comes on you, it can seem like it takes you over. The issue, the prayer, the war takes you over. And that's what happens to soldiers on the field. That's all their whole life is war. They go to bed and not go to bed and wake up and go to sleep with the war on their soul and heart and body. So I thought it was wonderful how this body functioned during this time because we were in different places.
This is an interesting thought that I would love to know the correlation of love and warfare. Because, warfare doesn't ever seem to be love. It's never based on love. It's based on, lots of things. Power, refusal, anger, indignation, but I don't ever, I've heard the whole thing about the warring bride where the bride with her combat boots on, and I'm like, ugh. But there's something to love. If everything is love in God's kingdom, everything is love and he is love, then love and warfare have got to be together somehow. And I don't understand. I'm just posing this as a question and as a, hey God, I know this is true and I know that there's a revelation here and I'd like to understand it, but there's no way that love and warfare cannot be co-joined.
I believe warfare is love.
Well, there you go.
I am willing to be at war with what he gives me to love. And you war for me because you love me. And I war for you. and get answers and things because I love you with Christ's love. And to me, love is the energy, the motive to go to war. Men who go to war because they love their country. They will tell you that every time. Men who don't love their country don't make good soldiers.
That's the truth.
They don't love their brothers and sisters at war, and they don't love the cause enough. The cause is Christ gaining. It's John the Baptist, the friend of the bridegroom, that loved him so much that he wanted him to have the bride. And his love for the bride is our motivation. And you have it. You just haven't connected it. That's how you operate. When you go to stand for somebody in this body or not in this body, you are very much at war because you love that person.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true.
Yeah. And I love him to,
right,
you know, throw off anything that's not him. And that's right.
And you love him, and the loves he gives you that are from him, you are willing to love and go to bat for.
Yeah, that's true.
Our passivity, I think, is not that we don't war ever. Mm-hmm. We do. But to take it on in a different dimension, I think, is what he's calling us to.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.